Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I want to welcome you to the Monday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I'm Dan Bach, and happy to be talking DFS with you here today. And thank you once again to FantasyDraft.com, the fine sponsor of the show. Coming up at the end of this week, I believe it's on Friday, is going to be their big 100K MLB tournament. So throughout this week, I urge you to play in some of the satellite qualifiers to try and get some tickets into that, and a nice payout structure in that tournament. And that's one thing that Fantasy Draft continues to do very well with their site, not making things too top-heavy at the end of the day. And there really been players first in a lot of the different things that they're offering, including rake-free head-to-heads, including player block, including segregating players depending on skill level in a lot of different contests. So check them out if you haven't done so. Really appreciate them. Promo code Grinders. And if you like this podcast, if you like things that are absolutely free to you, well, they're providing this and the Happy Hour show, and we thank them so much for that. Today on the podcast, obviously, we're going to talk baseball on this Monday. It's actually a really intriguing slate here because we've got pitching that we potentially want to pay up for, but you've got a guy who's been very unreliable in actually completing his starts, and another guy who is got a tougher matchup today on the road. So I don't think it's a slam dunk kind of easy overlap day, especially when you've got a team total of 7 on the slate and a lot of really good hitting opportunities. So I'm liking this Monday slate a good bit, so I'll break that down for you here in a moment. I do want to urge everybody to think about what's happening out there in Houston. And I'm sure everybody's seen the pictures, the videos of just the complete and utter devastation we have out there in Texas regarding the hurricane, the flooding that's going on. As somebody who lives in Florida, and knowing that, you know, hurricanes are certainly very much in the path of where I live, it's incredibly scary and sad to see those type of things take place. And I urge everybody to give, if they can, to the Red Cross, to that cause. And a big shout out to DraftKings, who is running a charitable tournament here tonight for MLB. And they're going to match the entries as well themselves. So therefore, you know, I think it's a $5 entry. That means it's basically a $10 donation because DraftKings is going to match it. And you're not playing for cash. You're just playing for swag packs and stuff like that. So it's not about what you win. It's about an easy way to kind of give back to the people out there in Texas because they're going to need your help because it is complete and utter devastation. And this is one of those storms. And you know, I've lived in Florida long enough to know that, you know, a lot of times things actually get overhyped. Like they are more, you know, they basically predict things to be worse than they really are because, well, let's face it, like you're better off in doing that, especially if it gets the message across to people like you might want to leave town. You might want to batten down the hatches. I don't live in Texas, so maybe if you live there, the messaging was different. But I, at no point in time, thought that this storm or was reading that this storm was going to basically level an area with like 50 inches of rain. That was never one of the things that I've noticed or heard. And for that suddenly to kind of manifest was surprising to me because typically, again, you get the worst case scenarios. And I didn't feel like that was even pervaded all that often with this storm coming in. And maybe I'm living in my Florida shell because let's face it, I live in Florida. They're not going to be telling me to evacuate a storm in Texas. But I also feel like, you know, from a national perspective, there was not the the buildup to it. You know, they're like, okay, there's a storm, and then all of a sudden it turned into a Category 4, and then it just basically decides, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to hit land, and I want to stay here, and then go back in the water a little bit, and then stay here. And it's just fascinating to see as somebody who has kind of lived the hurricane life before. But thoughts, prayers, everything going out to the people in that area. So I hope everybody can give back a little bit. I know we've got a number of people in the Daily Fantasy community who live out there. So hopefully everything is all right on their home front, because it is absolutely ugly to see what's happening. And then when you see, you know, man, there are people just like you and I that these things can kind of happen to. And, you know, they're sometimes homes can be turned upside down. You just hate to see that. So definitely wanted to pass that along. All right, let's get to Monday Night Baseball for you. If you're playing DFS, that's what you tune into this podcast for. And, you know, we'll obviously talk about all the sites scoring, or not scoring, but salaries for us today. And we'll start at starting pitching tonight. And you've got two studs on the mound today, Max Scherzer against Miami and Corey Kluber against the Yankees. Just to give you an idea on Vegas's early read on this one, they've got Kluber as a underdog against Luis Severino, minus 104. Severino's at minus 106 today, so it's about a pick'em game. But if you want to get all specific with it, he is technically an underdog today. Implied run total today for the Yankees, 3.5. Max Scherzer is a minus 217 favorite. Implied run total for Miami at 315. So those are the two big dogs here today. And, you know, Scherzer's a monster salary tonight at 14-1 over on DK, 11-5 on FanDuel, 27-2 on Fantasy Draft. Well, Kluber, on the other hand, is about 1,000 cheaper, 13-1 on DraftKings, 24-6 on Fantasy Draft, and 11-2 over on FanDuel. And, you know, I think Scherzer's the guy that I want to play today, but there's definitely a little bit of concern for me with the fact that, you know, he scratched that previous start. And obviously, you know, he's probably not going to pitch unless he's healthy, but you also have to wonder how long he is going to pitch. You know, I think, let's take a look at this. I don't believe he has thrown since, let's see, looks like the 13th of August. So he's missed a couple of weeks. Now, you know, he's a pro. You know, he's a veteran. He's probably not going to be on any sort of pitch count, you'd think. But it still makes me nervous to spend 14-1 on salary on a guy that I still think there's a chance they might, you know, be up six runs in the sixth inning and be like, okay, we're just going to shut this guy down. There's no reason to risk it. And I think that that could happen today, because I actually do really like some of the bats that we have in the Washington side of things. So that's my concern. And then you look at Kluber on the other hand. This guy has been the best pitcher in baseball the second half of the season, and you know, picked it right back up this last start against Boston. 7 2/3, 12 strikeouts. Had rough outings against Kansas City and Tampa on the road the two previous starts. And I say rough to a point. He still had 9 strikeouts and 27 DraftKings points against Tampa, so it wasn't that rough. But, you know, you're saving an entire 1,000 here. I'm just curious to see where maybe the ownership comes in on this one, because I believe on a slate like this, you can certainly upgrade a good bit with your bats, and I think that's something you want to do tonight. So I'm going to give the slight edge to Scherzer. I think for kind of cash games, probably would go there. But I don't think you're crazy to kind of draw a line in the sand and be like, it's this guy over this guy for me. I think it's still really, really close here. And if all things were equal, I'd say it's Scherzer, move on. But all things aren't equal here with the injury and really the incredible play of late for Corey Kluber. And on DraftKings, where the win points are not quite as needed, I'm a little less concerned about that. And, you know, he's going to be facing Aaron Judge probably 4 times. So, like, there's 3 strikeouts for us today. I'll be keeping my eye on the on where the props come in at on the K department between these two as well. You know, if Kluber would be higher by, like, a full run, that would or a full K, which I don't think he will be. But if he is, that could definitely swing me more to Kluber, even in cash games. So, I'm not in love with one over the other, but they're both really, really good plays today. The other options for us are going to be a little bit tougher, and I'll be curious to see if anybody takes a shot on Drew Pomeranz here. Here's a guy who's been pretty good in his own right, doesn't pitch deep into games like those two guys, and that's the big drawback from him. But I feel like we can project, like, you know, 6 to 9 strikeouts for him here today, coming off a 30 fantasy point night on DraftKings against Cleveland on the road in his last start. That's a tough matchup for him. And now gets a Toronto team, which, yeah, they feel like they've been a little bit better the second half of the season, but still not living up to expectations. And, you know, look at the bottom of this order here. Kevin Pillar, Robert Refsnyder, Miguel Montero, and Darwin Barney. Like, I feel like Pomeranz, if he can navigate through Donaldson, Smoke, you know, Morales, he should be fine. I mean, Bautista's a shell of a former self. You know, you hate using lefties against Donaldson if you don't have to. But, you know, let's take a look at the numbers so far this season on Donaldson versus lefties. And, you know, the WOBA, I guess, is 404. Only 5 home runs for him so far this season. It is only 55 at-bats. So, you know, a home run every 10 at-bats is pretty solid. Smoke is the guy you got to watch out for. 7 home runs for him already this season versus lefties. And, I mean, he's 485 in that WOBA department. So, but I feel like he's in play for us in GPPs today at 8.8K. So I like him. He is on my list today. And then what you're going to see a lot of people do is find a punt option. And by the way, Samardzija, I don't hate him either potentially tonight at 9K going against San Diego. He's kind of been disappointing the second half of the season. You know, 14, 16, 13, 13. That's really not cutting it, his last 4 starts for the salary that it normally is. But checking in here against San Diego, you know, his 2 previous starts have not been great against them. He had a 0.35 and a 9.5. So that's not good. A little bit earlier in the season, he had 17.5. Man, 9K is probably too much, but man, it's a great ballpark out there for him to potentially pitch in. So, I don't know. I mean, Padres are a team I just don't, you know, they strike out so much versus righties. You got to think that there's some upside there. But I'll tell you where the chalk's going to lie. It's going to lie in a guy named Andrew Heaney maybe today for LA. He's a strong favorite at minus 164. He's 5,100 on DraftKings, 6K on FanDuel, 10-4 over on Fantasy Draft. He is a really strong favorite. I mean, tons of respect here for these Angels bats. A 5.3 implied run total. That's big for that offense, certainly in that ballpark. That's not a great ballpark to hit in is at all, but Vegas loves the Anaheim bats here, looking at that against Daniel Gossett. Heaney, though, his problem is he's given up 7 home runs his 2 starts so far this season. That's right, 3 against Texas, 4 against Baltimore, and, you know, he's pitched 10 innings so far. The strikeouts have been at about 1 per inning. He's far from a sure thing, but Oakland's offense is certainly a team that, you know, you can take advantage of. Like, yes, they can pop from time to time. Chris Davis will give you double dongs. But, you know, implied run total today at 4.16 at a, again, salary that is a freebie at 5.1. If he's sitting at like 7K, you're not paying it. But at 5.1, I think a lot of people are going to give him a hard look tonight. And I actually don't hate it. I think that if I'm looking to pivot in some places today, I think Lucas Sims is somewhat interesting for us tonight at 6.6 going against Philadelphia. That offense, again, has been all over the map this season. And, you know, Aaron Nola, obviously a really good pitcher opposite of him. I just don't know about that 10-2 price tag on him tonight, and he's been down the last couple of starts. But I think I can get behind Sims if you think that Heaney is going to be chalk. And I hate throwing crappers' names out there like that because I don't think typically it's the right play to do. But there's so many good hitting opportunities for us today that I think we're foolish if we kind of ignore it. So I'm going to throw Sims out there as a potential low-dollar pivot. And that's really all I much excited about at all today. So I think it's a challenging pitching slate for us for sure. Extremely challenging. You're going to be uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Okay, I feel like I'm a daily fantasy weightlifting coach or strength and conditioning coach, because that's always the line that they throw at you. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. So there you go. That's your coaching line for you tonight when you select your pitching. Because if you want to try and get Scherzer and Klubot in there together, good luck fielding much of a lineup. But let's get to the bats, because I think there's a lot to talk about here tonight. And we'll go position by position as we normally do. We'll start at the catcher spot tonight. And Detroit is in Colorado today, so you know it doesn't take you a genius to figure out you might want to play some guys in that game. Both catchers feel underpriced considering the ballpark that they're in, the total of 12.5. Lucroy 3.6, even James McCann at 3.1. So I think both these guys are names that I am looking at here today. We get Salvador Perez at 3.1 on DraftKings, moderate on Fantasy Draft. I'm probably not playing him. I'm probably not playing the catcher on Fantasy Draft today because I just don't think that's probably the right path to doing it. But on DraftKings, you're really loaded up with solid options. And Perez could be one of those here today against Pruitt, who I'm not too fond of. I love the beef today if he's in the lineup against Marco Gonzalez. Just crushes that handedness. 338 average and a 368 WOBA this season. And a really high team total today for Baltimore. So at 3-4, you get a reasonable salary on him today. Let's see. Alex Avila is a 3-9 against Trevor Williams. I'm probably not playing too much Cubs today. I suppose you could. We'll see what the weather looks like at Wrigley, but I don't think I'm paying 3-9 for a catcher today. I'd probably rather come down to some of the other names. Even Buster Posey against Chacin. Let's see if we've got any BVP here on Posey. Should have a large sample size against Chacin. And 10 for 31 with one double and one home run. So only two extra base hits and 31 at-bats. Not overly impressive there in the BVP department for Mr. Posey. Perez on DraftKings or on FanDuel, 2,800. Really good salary there. I did talk about the Angels looking like maybe a sharp play today with the bats. At least Vegas is kind of projecting them out to be. Maybe it's a 2.2K Martin Maldonado night over on DK. If you're paying up for pitching, obviously you'd love to get a 2.2K guy in there. And he's helped me out before. He's not been the worst 2K crapper on the board for us. I think most people are going to chalk it up today with maybe a Jonathan Lucroy. I think that's not the worst pivot for you if you're not comfortable rostering guys like Andrew Heaney and Lucas Sims today. So there you go. That's your kind of look at catcher. Let's move on over to first base. And Mark Reynolds, 4.9K over on FanDuel. Again, Jordan Zimmerman's a guy I just think is a terrible pitcher. So on DraftKings, you know, Reynolds pretty priced up, but on FanDuel, he's 3,700. You're getting him under 4K. I kind of like him a little bit better over there. Logan Morrison, 3K over on FanDuel. Not the worst potential option on the board for us. And then obviously in Coors, I mentioned the Tigers are there. Miggy Cabrera has not been great, but maybe Miggy Cabrera can wake up a little bit. I haven't heard about suspensions, appeals, all that sort of stuff. So we need to keep our eye on that after the fight last week against the Yankees. But if he's in the lineup at under 4K in Coors Field, that's a pretty good spot. I think, you know, end up might be a pretty chalky spot when it's all said and done. I talked about Lomo over on FanDuel at 3K. I don't mind him at 35 against Ian Kennedy. I don't mind one bit. Kennedy's really been weak lately. I mean, you know, he was pitching over his head. The metrics kind of bore that out. Last start versus Colorado was was, I suppose, fine for him, but not great. Still only 10 fantasy points on DraftKings, but 10, negative 6, 16, 5, negative 1, 22. So that's where he's been since the 21st of June or of July. So Tampa, kind of a sneaky high total in that game. You don't see totals out there in Kansas City at 10 all that often. So I don't hate Logan Morrison. Think he's in play for us potentially today at first base. Let's see. What else do we have? Ryder Jones against Chacin at 2.5. I mean, if you wanted to throw your Kluber and Scherzer stack in there and you want to punt with under 3K guys, I suppose Ryder Jones could be that option for you. I like Washington a good bit today, and Adam Lind, I don't think he's first base eligible anymore. I think he's only outfield eligible, but you want lefties versus Urena. He has kind of struggled a good bit versus that handedness, a 352 WOBA, 180 in the ISO, so I think we can cue him up today. Seattle's kind of interesting as well against Chris Tillman. He's just bad versus everybody, so that's kind of an intriguing stack. I don't think I'm rolling like Valencia off as a one-off, but he would more than likely kind of crack my Seattle stacks today. We talked about Logan Morrison. We got Lucas Duda as well, cheap against Ian Kennedy, and I believe he's got a few home runs over the last three or four games. Let's see. Yeah, he's been pretty consistent there. He's got three home runs in his last six games, so it's not bad. Nice price tag on him. Just 400 more on DraftKings than on FanDuel. I did say LA, so I'm going to throw Albert Pujols out there. We've got CJ Krohn as well. Don't love him versus righties today, but and then Luis Valbuena, maybe the best play of them all there at first base. He's only 3-6 over on DraftKings with a 323 weighted OBA, 225 ISO. So good power, and again, large projected run total today for the Anaheim Angels. I did mention Valencia. I probably should have brought up Yonder Alonso, since he's the lefty-righty situation here against Chris Tillman, but he's super pricey today. Talk about a guy you'll get sub 2%, I think, today, because people aren't going to want to pay $4,500 for Yonder Alonso. I think that might be the highest salary he's had in a long time. Looking at the salaries, yeah, going back to June, he's never been that high, but I think that's, again, I'm a believer in the algorithm sometimes, and, you know, Yonder Alonso, I do like Seattle a good bit today. All right, let's move on to second base, back to our cheap Anaheim plays. I suppose maybe we can stack this team up with two big pitchings, but Mr. Cowart, Caleb, you don't love that he bats ninth, but we do love that he's 2K, and we don't mind a weighted OBA of 335 and an ISO of 224 versus righty. So going to be a value option for us, I think, on a lot of lineups today, especially with like a 14K pitcher out there. Jonathan Scope at 4,600, just raking this season and really jumps off the page on some projection models that I'm looking at here today. So I don't mind him one bit at second base. Another value option for you, if you don't want to go Cowart, could be Brad Miller at 2.6. Problem is Brad Miller really sucks, but he's super cheap there against Ian Kennedy. So I probably like him a little bit better than Brock Holt versus Marcus Stroman. So those are guys who I'm looking at on the cheap. Scope on the pay up. Let's see if there's anything else on the pay up that we're really looking at. Again, second base, it's a pretty big drop off today. You know, you got Cano versus Tillman. Again, something is entering my brain. I haven't looked at this yet. I'm going to click it right now. But I want to say there is crazy good BVP for Cano versus Tillman. And yeah, not bad. 15 for 36, two home runs and a double. Only four strikeouts against him in his career. So yeah, Robbie Cano, again, back to Seattle. I think that's a nice spot for them. Big ballpark upgrade, total of 11. Implied run total 5.5 almost for them tonight. So if you can make it work on a pay up there, do it. And then Daniel Murphy, we talked about Urena's splits. Murphy, I think he's a great play. I just don't see the path to getting him in, certainly on DraftKings at 4.5. I think he is Yeah, 3K on FanDuel. Like, I really love him there on FanDuel here today. That's just way too cheap. You can put him on cash lineups today with Kluber or Scherzer and make that work at 3K. So probably a cash play, plug and play over on FanDuel. On DraftKings in particular, might be tough to get to, but I do think the Nats are a sneaky, sneaky stack for us tonight. Okay, let's keep it rolling. Moving on to the third base position. Again, we got Valbuena eligible over at third base as well, so I definitely like him tonight. Nolan Arenado against Jordan Zimmermann. That feels like a pretty good setup for him, and he's 5,300 though, so you got a big price tag to pay up there, but you can do it if you're going to roll Andrew Heaney into your lineup. You can get a number of players from that game if you roll Andrew Heaney into your lineup. But a pay down who I don't say prefer, but I think price per dollar is a better play for us today is Mike Moustakas against Austin Pruitt. Pruitt with a 353 WOBA versus lefties, 188 ISO. That's the third highest on the slate. The Sierra is right around four. And just, you know, strikeout numbers are just non-existent versus lefties, 4.6 Ks per nine. So Moustakas not likely to strike out. If he makes contact, I feel pretty good that it's going to do some good things. So I like the salary on him. I think he's cash game playable for you if you don't want to leverage off of expensive pitching in your cash games, then absolutely, you know, give him a little bit of a look today over at third base. Ryder Jones is available to you as well there. We kind of spoke about him a little bit earlier as a pay down for us. So, again, if you're paying up for pitching, 2.5, you could go there. Not my favorite, but he's an option for you. That's probably all I'm looking at today. I don't see much else that, I mean, Machado's great, but 5,400, oosh, I mean, that's a big, 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 big salary for you to pay. I mean, that's 900 more than Freddie Freeman, who is just awesome versus righties. But against Aaron Nola, probably not pulling the trigger on that one. Devers is kind of cheap today too at 3.6 against Marcus Stroman, 259, ISO for him this season versus righties. Stroman's a pretty good pitcher, though, so unless you're taking a shot in a GPP, he's not kind of cash game playable for me. All right, let's get to shortstop, and Andrew Heaney's a guy that a lot of people will be playing, so I'm wondering what the ownership is going to be on Marcus Semien. I think it'll be pretty low because I'm guessing most people go Trevor Story. Story's only $400 more on DraftKings than Semien. He's in Coors with a team total over seven. That's a really desirable spot there. So I think Story's going to be your chalk today. I don't think Semien's a bad play, especially if you're not playing Heaney. Pretty tough to get those guys in together if you are going to go that route. I always use Brandon Crawford as kind of a one-off, and against Chacin today, I don't mind him. Chacin, not a big strikeout guy. Crawford, good batting order spot for him. The payup, I mean, Tim Beckham is evolved now into like an elite shortstop for fantasy. Like, and it's happened ever since his trade. Like, he just couldn't, I don't know what it was about Tampa. Wasn't a good fit, but once he's gone over to Baltimore, the guy has been absolutely raking, getting on base, scoring runs. I mean, he's just been a cash game lock for you. He's 4,700, but he's lived up to that price all year long. I just don't know if he fits the build for us today. Obviously, if you're paying down at a starting pitching spot, you can make it work, but that's the struggle I have with kind of playing him today. Andrelton Simmons, I think he's been swinging a hop out. I know he had a big three-run home run the other night in that comeback for the Angels, and yeah, not terrible. You know, you look at since, what, the 20th of August, he's got a 22, a 15, a 21, a 34, and a 9. Now, he's got three bagels mixed in there, but the other games are just fine for us. So, 3,300 for an offense on FanDuel that I think is going to score some runs, maybe 37 on DraftKings. Definitely fantasy draft. I don't know if we need to do it today, but 6-6 is a nice kind of punt for you if you want to play the hot bat there. All right, let's move on to our outfield spot. And again, I'm seeing Carlos Gonzalez pop on FanDuel and DraftKings today at just 3,100 on FanDuel, 37 over on DK. I mean, one optimal lineup I'm looking at here today has Andrew Heaney and Max Scherzer, and it's got Arenado, Story, Blackman, and Cargo. So it's actually stacked up the Colorado side today. Jonathan Lucroy in there as well. So you can definitely get in a $5,500 Charlie Blackman and a $5,300 Arenado if you throw Andrew Heaney into your lineup. We'll see if he can get you 10 or 15 DraftKings points. But there's a path to getting those bats. So, yeah, obviously Coors is fine. I think the punt that I really am interested in today is Brandon Moss. Going back to those K numbers I talked about with Pruitt, like, you just worry that Moss isn't going to make contact. Well, I don't think that's going to be too large of a concern for us here tonight just because that K per nine is so bad. So he is at 2,500 over on FanDuel. Let's see if we can't find Moss on DraftKings. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. On DK, he is sitting at 3,900. So not quite as much of a plug and play over there, but I do like him a good bit here tonight. Nick Williams, kind of intriguing if you're not playing Lucas Sims. Good numbers so far this season versus righties, and only 3.2K in that outfield, so I don't mind him one bit. Andrew McCutchen looking really cheap against Mike Montgomery. Now, Montgomery's a guy who don't really pick on too much, and, you know, let's be fair here. You know, McCutchen only one hit over his last five games, so not swinging a particularly great bat. He's only 2,800 over on FanDuel, but the numbers versus lefties this season have been probably the best in the league. 463 WOBA, 394 ISO. The only one who's probably better is Nolan Arenado, who I think has like a it's like a 600 WOBA versus lefties or something. So for the handedness matchup, it's too cheap for McCutchen for us tonight versus Montgomery. I'm not stacking that game, but I feel like he could be a one-off for us today at the kind of decreased price tag that we have on him. Let's see, Anaheim, again, you know, you've got Mike Trout, who's going to be a great play every single freaking night he plays, but 5-6, big number on him, but you can make it work with some of the other bats that we have from that game that are on the cheap today. So, you know, if you're stacking Anaheim up, you're best to put Mike Trout into your lineup. Doesn't take you a big-time tout to tell you that. Let's see. I talked about the home run numbers against Heaney. So Davis at 4-6, kind of expensive there on DraftKings. And on Fantasy Draft, he's, what, 9,600 over there. Even 4,100 over on FanDuel. But I think he's interesting in GPPs as a one-off just because you know the ownership is going to be so depressed on him tonight. Let's see. Nelly Cruz at 5K versus Chris Tillman. Let me go back to that BVP, see if he's had any success in this matchup here for us tonight. And 5 for 16, 2 homers, 2 doubles. That's not bad. Not too bad there. 8 strikeouts, though, for him. But again, 2 home run upside. He definitely makes a little bit of sense. Today, Trey Mancini against Marco Gonzalez. Really good versus the lefties this season is Mancini. He's 4-6, though, so big price tag there. And I think that's covering most of the outfielders that I'm looking at. Hayward's somewhat intriguing for us tonight at 3K against Trevor Williams, but I never feel too good about rostering Jason Hayward, so probably not going to be in my lineups. Let me quickly look, because we've got a lot of pitchers who have been around. See if we can't have some large sample BVP data for you today. Again, this is usually like a tiebreaker for me if I'm on the fence between a couple of guys. It's never the number one thing for me. But looking at our BVP numbers for us today, Robbie Cano, 15 for 36 home run against Tillman. So talked about that one. Christian Yelich, surprisingly good numbers versus Scherzer, 8 for 23 with 2 home runs, a triple, and a double. So they've really had their numbers. Martin Prado as well, 13 for 31 with 2 doubles and a home run. Let's see. It's probably Mark Reynolds, 2 home runs and 11 at-bats against Zimmerman. You know, Stanton, I mean, I'm not playing him today, but, you know, the guy's just incredible. I mean, 50 home runs. I mean, that's your National League MVP, right? Like, I'm trying to think who, if it's not him, who is it? Like, You're not giving it to Bryant this year. You're probably, you know, Rizzo, no. Like, where's it going? It's just got to go to the guy who's just ridiculously locked in today. Pretty good BVP for Lomo as well. 6 for 16, 2 homers, and 3 triples. So a lot of really solid contact there for him. And I did bypass Xander Bogaerts when I talked about shortstop tonight. And I talked about him last week. I mean, his bat's coming around. Like, he's kind of been down all season long, but has had fantasy points every single game since August the 14th. And if you go even further, he's only had one bagel for you since July the 29th. So at 3,900 on FanDuel, 3,500 on DraftKings, or sorry, 3,500 on FanDuel, 3,900 on DraftKings, that's the better play for him at shortstop. Probably not going 8K on fantasy draft at a position you don't have to roster. All right, stacks for you. Let's get to it. I mean, obviously Colorado is going to be really, really popular today with that sort of run total. I get it. I'm on it. Makes sense. But I do like Seattle today. I think Washington's an intriguing one-off at home against Urena tonight. So I wouldn't mind that one bit. And the Angels, I think the Angels, you know, I think if you ask me, they score 7 runs tonight. And considering you've got a 3.8, 3.4, 3.7, 3.6, 3.2, 2.2, 2K, those are some of the lower salary guys that we have in that lineup today. I like them with large starting pitching tonight. So that's your outlook. That's who I'm looking to play. I think it's a really challenging and fun slate tonight. And good luck in all your matchups. But that does it for me. Back again tomorrow here on the podcast. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. If you really want to pay it forward, check them out over today and make that deposit. Promo code Grinders. 3 months, you will get use of our Roto Grinders premium content for Fantasy Draft. And remember, that includes all sports. So it's baseball. It's NFL when that gets started in a week. It's NBA when that gets started in October. It's NHL when that gets started in October. So take advantage of that offer if you have not made an account over on Fantasy Draft. Thanks again for listening. 5-star review on iTunes goes a long way. We greatly appreciate that. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See ya, everybody.